If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
What's going on with your money? Let's find out. Terry Savage with us, registered investment advisor. And, oops, wait a minute. Let me press this button so it doesn't sound like I'm in a cave. Terry, good morning. Let the recovery begin. And I was thinking that Dow went down, what, like 1,100 points yesterday.
Right.
Put it in perspective, because it used to be if the Dow took a hit like that, people would be jumping out of windows.
But exactly.
Not now.
Yeah, I was delighted that you wanted to talk this morning. First of all, it's gotten nearly half of that back, up about 400 points this morning. Put it in context. Let's see, we're up still almost 25% this year on the Dow. That's more than double the historical average of gains, and that's 2 years in a row of double-digit gains. And it's made everybody who looked at their 401k accounts, where they've just been plopping money away and putting it in the index fund, go, hey, wow, we're rich, we're rich. So it was, let's first explain why it happened yesterday. A year ago at this time, the Dow was just a little over 37,000. Right now it's 42,700. It got over 45,000 for a minute. A year ago today, economists were saying, we're going to have six cuts. Some of them said we're going to have eight interest rate cuts in 2024. Turned out we only got three, 50 basis points, 0.5%, and then 2 25% cuts, the latest being yesterday. And the market said, that's okay, rates are going lower, stocks are going higher, money's available, things will be fine. And yesterday when the Fed cut, it said, well, we haven't quite got inflation under control, it's not where we want it, and the jobs market is pretty strong, we're going to cut, but we'll probably only cut twice next year. And it was like someone threw a bucket of cold water on all the optimism about what 2025 would look like. And all the professionals, because that's who was trading in the middle of the day yesterday after listening to the Fed chairman early afternoon, that's who sent it spiraling downward.
And what do you make, though, of this long losing streak that the market has been in?
So I think this is a really interesting thing. I was there in 1974. I want you to know that I was on the trading floor of the CBOE, the first woman trader. And I remember the Dow hitting a low in the 570s, 577. The world's a different place today. We didn't have a huge disastrous drop, relatively speaking, on those 9-10 days until the 10th day. The percentage was very much smaller. But here's what I do think is happening. The professionals get what we call mark to the market. They turn in their performance reports for the year. In 2 weeks, there's just like less than 10 trading days left. And a lot of them over the last 10 days were saying, you know, we have 20% gains, 25, maybe even more. Let's just sell some stuff and lock it in. We will look good for a year that we did a great job in 2024. So that was coming along. This week, tomorrow, we have a kind, what they call triple witching day. The options expire. I think you'll see even more volatility. I wouldn't rule out another selling streak. But this is the professionals trading. You and I talk to people out there who are going, okay, that's fine. What do I do? And I think that's a different kind of story.
Whatever happened to the Santa Claus rally? There used to be a rally about this time of year. What happened to that?
Well, if the market goes down enough, you could get for sure some professional bargain hunting. And we would have, you're the first person to bring up Santa Claus rally. I think we first have to go down to see a more significant rally. We're just recouping some of the losses this morning. But I think there's a message out there. Everybody was totally optimistic about the year ahead. Now we're staring at some interesting economic stats. Today we learned the economy is stronger. Another reason the Fed should be happy, but not cut rates so much. We are watching the politics in Washington take place even before the transition. This idea that the government might shut down. Maybe they were looking for a holiday shutdown, but that's not a good idea. And this whole politics of how we deal with the extension of the debt ceiling and the budget is going to be headline news for the next today and tomorrow. So a lot's at play here that could make this market very volatile. If you are, I'm going to say the same, I give the same prescription every time. If you are, just, you know, you're working away. Look, nobody ever beats the market all the time. Just be there, stick there, put your $300 in your 401k every paycheck and so forth, and let it happen. But I think this is a warning for those who are in retirement, some soon forced to take required minimum distributions. It looks like you're rich because the market's been up so dramatically. Yay, stock market. But how will it impact your lifestyle now that you have to live on that money? I wrote a column that won't run for another week saying, you're up a lot. Your percentage of stock exposure is great. If you're at that retirement stage, you too might want to take some profits off the table now.
TerrySavage.com for more. Terry, thank you. And for the new year, I wish you health, wealth, and happiness.
Thank you, and the same right back to you, Bob.
Take care.